A Missing Piece by Marcos Romero Jr. One of the things that Chris and I enjoy doing is to put jigsaw puzzles together. We have a computer program that allows us to take any picture and turn it into a puzzle. This program lets you know when the pieces come together with an audible click and where they fit into place on the puzzle. Chris also likes to put real puzzles together. She's very good at it. There is a young man at Riverside that is much better. Sean is a special needs individual, but he has a gift that allows him to put jigsaw puzzles together. He was once employed to put puzzles together that have been donated to make sure that all the pieces are in the box before they are sold. Can you understand the frustration of buying a puzzle with a piece missing? It isn't all that earth-shattering to have a missing puzzle piece now, is it? In life, we sometimes have to endure missing pieces of our lives. A missing mate, either through death or divorce, can be painful. The void left can cause much heartache. Not having someone around, someone on whom we had leaned on for comfort and support, leaves a big gap in our hearts. The empty nest syndrome affects many parents when a child leaves to go to school or marry. This can also be difficult for many. All of a sudden, parents are faced with each other. Sometimes we can fill the voids that leave us hurting. A new relationship can help. Parents can now grow closer together with new, mature activities. Yet there is a void that is often missed. We have heard of those who own the world's riches who proclaim that no matter how rich they may be, they feel that something is missing in their lives. Even the faithful sometimes have expressed the feeling that God had abandoned them. Consider King David in Psalm 21:1. My God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning. New American Standard Bible. We are not sure of the circumstances surrounding this particular psalm. It could be that David felt that he had been left to fight his battles without the comfort or aid of God. Jesus uttered these words on the cross at a time when God had turned his back on him because of what he represented at that time, the sins of the world. God has promised us that he will never leave us alone. Twice he promised Joshua that he would be with him and never forsake him. Deuteronomy 31:6 through 8 and Joshua 1:5. He promised the nation of Israel much the same thing. Isaiah 41:10 through 14 and 43:2 through 5. The conditions for this promise hinged on the people's obedience not to forsake God. Well, as it has been said, you know the rest of the story. A deliverer was needed, one who would and could reconcile the people to God, one who had been promised, Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. One who would always remain with us, John 14:18. I will not leave you desolate, I come unto you. One who, through seeming defeat, would overcome and remain available to all who would come to him for comfort, Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. A missing piece of a picture puzzle is really of no consequence. A person missing from our lives can be dealt with. However, if Jesus is missing from your life, it can lead to permanent separation from God, Mark 8:36. For what doth it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? The only way for us to survive this world is to fill the void that exists with Jesus.